time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Brandon Snide.
Adrian Hauser allowed only two hits in just over five scoreless innings, and the Brewers, with three homers, beat the Houston Astros by a score of 4-0 on Wednesday afternoon. The Brewers are now winners in three of their last four games and will look to continue those winning ways as they get ready to host the San Francisco Giants for a four-game series that begins tonight at American Family Field. First pitch is set for 6:40.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
He gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold is with us live this morning. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So let me read you this text I got from Joe Vetrano, the man who taught me to love baseball. My brother and me, he sends a text. He's a 20-game package holder, and he throws a few more in there every season as well. Get this text from him yesterday. Went to the Brewers games yesterday and today, meaning Monday, Tuesday. Today the game lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes. This is going to save baseball. You made this guy real happy, man.
Man, it could have saved a lot of hours of my life, that's for sure. No, it's a lot of fun. I mean, the pace of the game is great. The way the new rules have energized, I think, the fans and the players, I think, is a really good thing for everybody.
Has it changed your routine at all during a game where it goes so quick? You're like, oh shoot, I gotta get moving on this.
Oh yeah, a lot actually. You know, sometimes I'll be in my office working, or actually, oftentimes I'll be downstairs. I try to get a quick workout in. And the game can move quick, and I don't want to be in the back working out while the game's still going on. So I got to be ready to go. So the pace of the game will sometimes speed up, and I gotta move quicker than I'm frankly capable of.
And Matt, speaking of pace of game and the pitch clock, that's been the big reason for it. There's been a lot of injuries with starting pitchers. In the early parts, what are we, two months into the season? The Brewers, you know, you guys have a handful of your own. Do you think the pitch clock has any effect on those injuries? Is it increasing them? Is it really nothing? Is it just, you know, just happening?
Yeah, I do think it's possible. You know, I still think we're learning more about it. But, yeah, I have heard that from some of the veteran pitchers especially. You know, a lot of guys are used to that time in between innings. And then when they're moving so quickly, when there's only – you know, 15, 20 seconds to throw the baseball, you just got to get the ball and go. And then oftentimes when they have a six pitch inning in between and they have to go right back out, that's a lot. You know, these guys have to really be explosive out there. And so certainly I think they put themselves at the potential for more injury for sure.
You know, you've had to deal with more than your share, Matt, but you got to probably have an even keel about it emotionally. Like, nobody's got time for you to walk around and go, woe is me. We have a lot of injuries, right?
No, certainly no complaining from us. Yeah, everybody's dealing with these types of injuries. That we've seen it with a number of the really good teams. The Dodgers have a bunch, and so do the Braves, and those are both good teams. And so we're dealing with the same thing as well here, but you know, we're doing what we can to put the best product on the field every day.
Okay, it's WTMJ content team night at the ballpark, so several of us will be there today. We'll find you somewhere as long as you're not working out.
That would be great. Would love to see you guys.
All right. Thanks, Matt. We'll see you at the yard tonight. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?